Bald and Blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution Podcast. The podcast to get tools for a powerful mind you can use immediately every day. Get tips, tricks, skills, and inspiration to create what you desire and achieve a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Cathy Tate and Daisy Pup.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Cathy Tate, your host from Australia. With me, as always, Daisy Papp, your host from America. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, my dear. Oh, my goodness. You sound really serious today. I wonder what's up your sleeves or what is it that you're so focused on? I'm totally curious what this serious intro is all about.
That's super interesting that you got that from my voice. Well, I guess it is a serious episode. A lot of our topics delve into the seriousness. But today we're going to talk about the mirror.
Let's talk about the mirror. Let's talk about what the mirror is and what it does and how we can use it as a metaphor. I'm absolutely onto it and into it. Let's go. So what is a mirror?
I would say a mirror is a reflection of your physical body, a reflecting device that mirrors back what's in front of it.
I agree. Actually, it is not only self that a mirror reflects, but it reflects whatever is in front of the mirror. So we can duplicate things and it may appear the real thing and it's not. There are some photographers actually who are capable of doing some amazing, super artistic work when they utilize mirrors, where they make appear something, although it's not there because it's just the reflection of. Very interesting. Yeah. Oh, well, actually, a mirror, I think, can be a lot of things when we think of it metaphorically. For example, I remember very clearly in neurolinguistic programming, they mentioned to mirror someone. And the concept is based on that I watch you and I start breathing similarly like you do. When you put your hand up, I put my hand up as well. That subconsciously builds trust. And then once you trust me, then I can start maybe putting the other arm up and then you will do that. So it's very interesting how we use mirroring also in counseling or in coaching, and people use it in therapy as well. Now, how many people do you know who may be not very happy about what looks back at them in the morning when they look in the mirror?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because I know that there are a lot of people who cannot even look themselves in the eye in the mirror.
There you go. So what is it actually that they don't like? That's the question. Now, some people may put on sunglasses so that they don't see their own eyes. But let's say we don't like what we see in the mirror. Let's say we wake up and we have, no pun intended, but you don't face that problem, but some people have really bad hair in the morning, and then maybe they don't like the hair and then they start combing it, and then what the mirror reflects looks much better, and then they start liking it. So now let's say we look in the mirror in the morning. I pick the morning because many people maybe feel like sleepy eyes, or I look so tired. Oh, I aged so much. Oh, look how I look. So that's why I pick the morning hours and not the date night. But let's say we look in the mirror and we have puffy eyes and we look a little bit unhappy and we look a little tired and exhausted and a little bit in a bad mood. Let's say we're on to fixing the mirror itself. So let's say we would put some makeup on the mirror and maybe just change the shape of the lips so it appears a little bit more smiling. Does it help you? Question mark. It doesn't. Why? Because it doesn't change the original. Now, there are some people, actually quite many groups, that say the world is a mirror. Now, if that's the case, And we think about it. How often do we try to fix something outside of us? Does it really fix it? I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, actually, I have a good story about this because there was a point where I was obsessed with what people thought of me because of how I looked. And I remember quite clearly a change in the way people perceived me once I changed the way I saw myself. And I can connect this to the mirror, I think, because when I've said before, a lot of people can't even look themselves in the eye. That used to be me. For a long time, I didn't like what I saw in the mirror, or I tried to change it drastically to fit in. And the point where I got freedom from that, it was much easier to look myself in the eye and say great things about myself. And I wish that for everybody, because I know this is a tough one. Being able to look at yourself in the mirror, straight into your own eyes for just 10 seconds and say something good to that image, to yourself, can be really tough for people. And I think it's a great thing to try to be able to do for yourself. So I would actually put it out there to our audience and our listeners to do this for yourself. Look yourself in the mirror, in the eyes for 10 seconds and say a nice thing to you. And I think if you can do that every day, you build up an inner self-esteem too. And that's what we're talking about here, aren't we? When we talk about the mirror and we talk about, you know, can makeup fix you? Of course it can't, because we are much more than that reflection. It has to come from how we feel about ourselves. And that can only come by living to our highest values and being the best version of ourselves and being able to look yourself in the eye and go, I did good today. This thing happened today, or I put effort into that today. I did good things. It's really not about the way we look at all. And everybody has puffy eyes in the morning, don't they? So dang it.
It depends on what you did the night prior. Well, the mirror is actually very interesting how you reflect on the topic by mentioning, yes, look yourself in the eye. Louise Hay, she is well known in the self-help section of the bookshelves in many bookstores and libraries. She actually, during workshops, what she would hand out mirrors to the audience, and she would have them look in the mirrors and have them say it in their eyes while looking in the mirror and looking in their own eyes in the mirror reflection. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that itself caused so many tears. The ocean just showed up in the audience room because there were many tears that were shed because it was, one, very hard. And once they got over the hurdle and were able to say, I love you, while looking in the mirror, looking straight in the eyes, that is the reflection in the mirror, they started crying because maybe they never did it before. And she mentioned, Louise Hay mentioned, that is a very deep healing procedure. And I do believe that to be true, because there were decades ago where I could not look in the mirror and thinking of good things about myself because I felt so abandoned and so orphaned, which I literally am still to date. But I no longer feel the way how I looked back then in the mirror. Now, I mentioned to my clients, and I get them to that point, where whenever they see themselves in a mirror, or maybe they walk by a showcase where it's reflecting very well and they see themselves, to wink at them. Wink at yourself and say, hi, how are you? I love you. You're great. You're really amazing. You really did well. And when they randomly can do that, I have people actually put life-size mirrors, so where they can see their whole self as a reflection in the mirror during a specific time when I work with them. Not all of them, but some of them are almost calling and screaming for it. And then they receive that as a homework to collect large mirrors from their friends and borrow them for a while And then wherever they walk in their house, in their apartment, in their room, that they see themselves, and when they see themselves, become loving to what they see. Now, that very much enhances how they start behaving. The moment when they see, look, I allow myself to experience the deepest level of forgiveness. Because back then, I did the best I could with what I had access to. Although today I know better. And I completely agree that it's unfair for me, the one who I am today, with the knowledge I have today, with the wisdom I have access to today, with the experience I have today, judging and condemning my younger self, who did not have that access through the insight I already have. So when I think of the mirror as a metaphor that is oftentimes used, where people state that, yeah, well, the world is a mirror, I'd like to speak a little bit about that. Because when I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see, it does not help to fix the mirror itself. So it is me who can change. And when I change, everything changes. Meaning, if the world is a mirror and I changed, then the reflection that comes towards me can never, ever be the same again.
Yeah, but I'm 100% on board with that.
Kathy, that is why I so love producing this podcast with you, because we are so aligned and we have so many things in common, and we have so many things not in common, but our values are 100% reflecting. When I see you, my values are reflected to me, and I have the feeling that your values are reflected through me back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that too. And it gives me great honor to be able to share our stories on this platform, knowing that they'll be here for everybody, even when we aren't. It's one of the reasons I'm driven to do this podcast. And this mirror episode really does hit home for me, because the mirror has always been a struggle for me. And it's obvious why, but I also know that is shared by people everywhere. And I'm not even going to say women, it's definitely women, but I know men feel this too.
Oh, yeah.
And we've done it to ourselves with our ridiculous social norms and societal standards. We need to get real now, people. Like, obviously, I'm talking about the social norms around how people look physically. We are such a diverse mob, from your side of the world to mine. There's no other way to put it. Everybody is just so different. And that's one of the most wonderful things that we can be, is different. So that's what we should be celebrating, not these false expectations that just put pressure on our young people to act in a certain way or look in a certain way. It's time to throw all that out and get back to what should be in the mirror, and that is a test of our values and how we behave with each other. That's real. That's the future I want for my issue. My issue is another way of saying my children and their children.
Yeah, well, your descendants. Yes. Well, I very much like how you put it, that the social norms, look, they've been around since millennia. And most likely it's not our place to change that, because then that would be, again, we were up to trying to change the mirror. That doesn't change the self. But when we change, then those social norms no longer affect us, no longer impact us, no longer limit us, no longer minimalize us, diminish our values. And when you were speaking how different we all are and how unique, the picture of snowflakes came to my mind. Apparently, there is no two snowflakes alike in the universe. That's maybe a stretch, but at least on Earth, that's what scientists state. And I'm following them based on my ignorance. I don't know better. And I trust them when it comes to snowflakes. I don't trust scientists overall, generally, because they're scientists. No, that's not the case. But when it comes to snowflakes, yes. Now, usually when we see a snowflake, and we look at it through a microscope, or we see pictures through a microscope, we find beauty in them. I've never heard any human say, on all the continents I've worked on and from people I work with in so many countries, that they said, oh, a snowflake really looks ugly. I never heard of that. They usually find fascinating joy in the beauty and the geometry. It's just phenomenal. And they're all hexagram shapes. So I wonder what nature thought, or our creator, or whomever. I'm not naming it. Everyone can name it for themselves. It, him, she, them. I wonder what would happen. Snowflakes are water in a different state. They're frozen or melting. Depends on when you take pictures of them. But water. Humans, when they're newborn, they're up to 90% of water. The average healthy, well-hydrated human is 80% of water. Now, the elderly who are dehydrated and other humans who are dehydrated are up to 70% of water. Now, imagine how many snowflakes are actually within us without being frozen. I hope all is well-tempered. And when we start seeing the wonder in one another, and I'm not even saying, okay, every human represents one snowflake, but the quantity of water our bodies are made of, how many thousand snowflakes, they are all unique, are within each of us. Now imagine when we start looking for the snowflakes in one another. Wow. I understand. I'm an idealist, and I admit, and I'm blonde too, but that is something that so warms my heart and brings joy, and my heart starts dancing. Let's go on snowflake watch, also in the mirror. Because when you look in the mirror and you start seeing the beautiful, unique snowflakes, and actually that it's a miracle that we are alive, so many other things that we believe are hurdles or obstacles or challenges in life become really unimportant. So I think.
Yeah, I certainly agree that we need to keep things in context too. A lot of episodes we've spoken about a lot of different things. Some of the things that stand out to me the most are some of your golden nuggets, like, is it life or death? I like that one. Like, before you go getting drama queeny about it, is it actually life or death? Calm down, everybody. Well, I think that's good advice here too. The mirror is many things and it reflects many things, but what it really reflects is what we feel about ourselves and the world around us. And ultimately, that is up to us. And if you don't like what you see, well, you get to change it. That's just a choice. And everything that makes that hard is just a lesson or an obstacle that you get to become your best version by going through.
Okay, but what is it that you are going to change? Are you trying to change the mirror, the outside world?
Well, so that's why I said it's many layers of reflection, because one part of that is how you look, sure. How you turn up in the world, whether you want to have blonde hair or no hair or tattoo yourself like I did to feel better. That's completely up to you. That's your thing. But that's only one tiny portion of what we're talking about. And the other things that are reflected, to me, it seems that they're really another reflection of our value. And that's what I learned about myself. In order to be okay with what I looked like, I had to go deeper than that and be okay with who I was, because then it didn't actually matter what I looked like. And that was the key learning there for me. And I hope you guys think about that after listening to this episode, because it seems to me that's at the crux of it for a lot of people. You know, I meet people on a day-to-day basis, and this is how they care so much about what people think is missing the point entirely.
Absolutely. They're looking at a construction site that's outside of their range. None of their business. When I show up doing my best, none of my business what other people think based on their values or their lack of. I share a little antidote what just happened recently to me. Before our recording tonight, I went out and went to a community meeting, very dear group of people, dear to me. And they live based on very high values. And I've seen it and observed it over the years. And many of them I haven't seen since a while because there were restrictions over the years and some people only showed part of their faces and I was not interested in looking at clothing over their expressions, facial expressions, where they covered their faces due to some microbe crisis. And when I saw some of them, they really aged. Some of them aged very well. Some of them didn't age so well. And all I saw was their values, that they're there. They show up. They do their community work. They come together. They have similar beliefs. They have similar ideas. They have similar visions for this world. And it was absolutely not about who was dressed how, who aged how much over the past couple of years. Everyone was so glad to meet one another. And it was absolutely not about the superficiality, which is, of course, important as well. But I think, is it not more important, even if I don't own pretty clothing, is it not more important that I treat it with respect and allow it to be cleaned or clean it myself and wash it and I show up cleanly? It's not really what I wear. I've seen so many ugly souls in beautiful clothing and I've seen beautiful souls in no matter what clothing because it doesn't matter at all. And when we become aware of that again, then we can befriend our mirror, the reflection in the mirror of ourselves, because it really doesn't matter. When you are someone who has a good heart and you start studying, not learning, studying self-love, it's not a mystery. It's not something that somebody is just born with and then it disappears and you're the lucky one, you have it and somebody doesn't have it. It's learnable. I'm proof of it.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
100%.
And then when we understand, okay, so let me focus a little bit on love. What is love and how do we go about it and how do we measure it when it comes to other people in our lives and how many people we believe we're loving, but then actually when we start measuring it with a very simple formula, then we can realize, oh, wow, they are not that loving and neither am I because I'm accepting them in my life. So again, it's not the reflection in the mirror to be changed. It is us who look in the mirror. When that changes, everything changes.
That's it, guys. You heard it here. That's our episode about the mirror. We hope you've enjoyed it. We hope it's got you thinking. And don't forget to do that little exercise. Stare at yourself in the eye, in the mirror for 10 seconds. And how about we say, I love you to those eyes. Because it is one of the toughest things to do when you haven't done it before. And it is certainly something that will lift you once you get the hang of it. So I encourage you all to give that a go. And also to visit us at baldandblonde.live. Click on the support us tab and throw us a few bucks. That would only be a cup of coffee to you, but to us, it means the world because we get to stay ad-free. That's it from us this week. We'll talk to you soon. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our podcast with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place. For you, for us, for future generations. Visit us at baldandblonde.live to get freebies, give feedback, and even support us with as little as $1. Talk to you soon.